It's the Health in the Real World podcast. It's time to start the show with Chris Jahnke as your host. Here to give you everything that you need when it comes to fitness strategies. We keep it simple and easy. It's your roadmap to get healthy. You don't need equipment and you don't need a gym. Just the right strategies to get you fit and trim.
The Health in the Real World podcast is sponsored by...
I can help you get healthy without aches and pains, without all the back pain. Text the word workout to 408-883-4442 and get started for free. Hello and welcome to the Health in the Real World podcast. I'm Chris Jahnke, joined today by Jacqueline Strominger. Jacqueline ditched the corporate job, became an entrepreneur to help others do the same and to be confident with their hair. So we're going to talk about Jacqueline's story a little bit today. Jacqueline, welcome.
Oh, thanks, Chris. Thank you for having me. This is really fun and great.
Yeah, I think it's you definitely have a very cool story as far as how you got into what you're doing now. Give a little backstory about how you got into this.
How I got in here. So it's kind of funny. As a kid growing up, I was always told I had great hair. Grew up also without a lot of confidence growing up. I will admit this. I actually have had rhinoplasty, which is a nose job, when I was 16. Because everybody, my family kind of was a little awful. They would tell me that I had, don't worry about you. You know, if you got great hair, you got a great personality and we'll fix your nose. So I grew up, and it was pretty awful. I grew up with not having a lot of inner confidence, but I've always, like everybody has always told me that I had had great hair. I got into the corporate world and loved my career. I was in magazine publishing for over 15 years. And one of the things, I mean, I went to a great 4-year university. And one of the things that I realized when I got out of school, and even when I started my journey in my career, not everybody leaves their university, whether they go to a university or actually even high school, with a path or goals that they want to achieve and where they want to go. And it's kind of an interesting thing. I mean, we could talk, that's like a whole different like level of things. But so one of the things that I realized in this, as I was in my career, is that a lot of the people that I was interviewing even to take positions just had no plan. And I did I took a small airtime and I left magazine publishing and I was doing recruiting. And even in that, I realized I would sit down with people to interview them for positions and they just had no path. And I really fell in love with helping people like find their path, find their journey and really figure out what is the right path for them. Fast forward, I have two kids and I realized I needed something that was super flexible. And I really wanted to have something that basically combined my passion for helping others and also was a way for me to create extra income. So I had gotten involved with direct sales and I fell in love with it. And the company that I am with now, sort of fell into my lap in a funny way. I really actually started working with them because I wanted a discount and I fell in love with the product. But I fell in love with the product and realized this is such a great way for me to help others really become the entrepreneur, start a journey, and also help people with their confidence. So why this company for me? It was because everybody used to tell me when I was a kid, you know, I had great hair, great personality, you know. And as I went through menopause, which I really did not want to admit, my hair, which had always been my like superpower and my cape, so to speak, had just gone to the pits. I didn't really want to admit it. But when I started using these products, I was like, God, I just felt like I was back to being myself. I felt like I put my cape back on and I felt like, wow, if I need this and I didn't realize I needed it, how many other people can I positively impact as well? And that's how I kind of started on this journey with the hair products.
So you were able to bring back some of that hair thickness that you had when you were younger through using this product consistently for, and you were saying, you know, people should give it at least 30 days, just like a fitness program or a nutrition program, right?
Yeah. So I always say 30 days is going to give it, you know, it's going to get you started. 60, 90 days, you really start to see that impact. And even, you know, a year later, it's that huge compound effect as to how you see and feel with your hair and how healthy it is. I mean, my hair, it's so funny. Like, I'll go get my hair cut and the woman who styles my hair will be like, oh, well, we actually don't need to cut your hair. I could just trim your bangs because your hair is so healthy. Wow. I have long hair. I mean, my hair has never been this long, but it just, I probably now actually get my hair physically cut and trimmed, except my bangs, maybe every 6 months.
Wow. I mean,
I'll get the color done, but even that, cause yes, I'm 54 years old. I was, you know, I do need to put that color up, that gray, you know, but even that, because of the products and what we have, the amount of time in between color actually expanded. I mean, before I started using this, I was probably going to get my hair colored every 3 weeks.
Wow.
Right. Now it's every 5.
That's, you know, that's something I notice. I don't know necessarily how old the women are who I notice this, but as women get older, they tend to get shorter and shorter hair. And I know the body loses its ability to grow that long, thick hair over time. You know, you don't see a lot of, just to exaggerate, I don't know, 95-year-old women with like long hair, right? It's usually like up, like, or it's like mine, right? It's like shorter.
Right.
So I think that's pretty impressive that you were able to get back the thickness in your hair that you had when you were younger. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it has actually been, it was interesting because, again, when I got in with this, I mean, I just love helping people. So I love helping people both be in charge of their own economy and become entrepreneurs, whether it's even like a mini entrepreneur where maybe they're doing something on the side. But I really also just love helping people gain that confidence because our hair is our crown. We walk out every day. We have this, you know, whether we want to put it on or not, I guess if you're, you know, we have, as long as you don't are not wearing a wig, you have a choice. You don't have a choice. You walk out with your hair. And so it gives us that confidence. And I knew firsthand when I was younger, how horrible it feels to not have that confidence. Mm. And it's in some ways it can be very painful. So for me to be able to help women and men walk out 365 days a year, or knowing that at least they feel good about the crown, that is great. And it helps build, you know, it starts at the top and it kind of seeps its way through the rest of our body and helps give us better confidence, which then obviously, again, compounds into so many other areas, right? So, you know, if we can have that confidence, it really can change so many parts of our life.
Definitely. So, Jacqueline, I want you to put in your mind one of your, do you call them clients or members or?
Clients and customers, yeah.
Okay. So one of your clients or customers, you know, put their face in your mind and imagine, you know, their story that you've heard. You don't have to obviously name them by name, but tell us the story of this client who came to you early on. Maybe they didn't have confidence. Maybe their hair was thin or whatever it was. And walk us through that story, like that inspiring story of that one individual.
So I have a really good friend and customer. So this is kind of, we may not realize this, but we have a lot of people who end up with having COVID, end up losing hair because of COVID. So I kind of call it COVID hair. I mean, for me, it was menopause, but this one friend and customer, Jessica, she had COVID. She was losing hair. It was kind of lackluster. She started using our products, and actually she even posted the other day, she's like, I love the fact that I can wake up in the morning. She washes her hair at night. She can, her hair is fuller, thicker. People are even commenting on her hair that she's seeing these great results. And she's spending less time fiddling with her hair to try to make it look good. So she's loving that thicker hair. And so she's posting about it. I mean, she's like, oh my God, look at what my hair is. And funny because our products actually help people start to really love their hair. And she used to blow her hair out straight all the time. And she actually has beautiful wavy curls. And people were commenting on her post saying, you have curls? So that's one person who's actually seen some really great results. We actually have there's actually another customer of mine who her hair was actually just really thinning from she has a couple of autoimmune issues, and she started using one of our products. It's called Square Root. It literally helps reduce inflammation at the scalp. So when you have inflammation at the scalp, the scalp and the hair follicles start to, squeezing that hair follicle. So by reducing the inflammation, it allows that hair follicle to actually have room to breathe and grow. And so, so she was having autoimmune issues, and she's been using the product for a year, but she said 30 days in, she was starting to see growth. 60 days, she was just seeing it getting fuller. And a year in, she is just loving her hair. Again, she had autoimmune issues. It's so wonderful to make them cry. It's so wonderful for me to be able to look at somebody and have them say, like, I can look in the mirror and not be afraid, or the hair isn't like all over the floor in the shower and coming out in droves in my hairbrush.
Right.
So it's been really nice.
And how great that you can give them an actual like solution to that, because somebody who, like you said, they take a shower and there's just like hair all over their hands or on their comb or brush. It's like, what do you do? Like, you know, it's like, there's all kinds of products out there making claims and like, but what direction do you go? So that's cool that you're giving a face to that. And yeah. These stories, I think, help people to ground into that experience of what you've seen and what you've gone through yourself. And that's just very powerful. Jacqueline, I want to give you a chance. At the end of the show, I like to give my guests a chance to go really big picture and talk about some broader life principles that have helped you along your way. So let's say you're called into a corporation, or maybe you're the keynote speaker at a graduation and you are the motivational speaker talking about how you think these people can get the most out of their lives, kind of broad principles that have helped to serve you over your life.
So I think one of the biggest things that I would say, the biggest principle is, life is all about learning. When you're graduating from school, this is not the end of your learning. In some ways, I think it's actually the start. And that every day you should, if I could say to anybody, if you could learn a little bit every day, spend time learning. And one of the things that I share is write those goals down. Write your goals down. Write them down for the year, write them down for, you know, even also in breaking them up into small chunks, like, what do you want to do for the month? What do you want to do for the 6 months and the year? And it's a little backwards, but I also really believe that we need to plan our life plan and then our career plan. So how do you want your life to be? You know, how do you want to be able to show up? Think about those things, and then plan your business life. And if there's one other thing I would always say is always have somebody that's either a mentor or a pacing partner or somebody that you can bounce ideas off with. Maybe it's somebody that's where you want to be, and also somebody that you're kind of working side by side with. Doesn't have to be your life partner, like as in your mate, but it could be a person that you speak with to help you as a sort of mentoring you along. I think those are some of the biggest things that I found that have helped me. And then if I could instill that in somebody else, that would be something that's important.
That's great advice to, you know, have that mentor, that coach. You know, if you think about professional athletes and, you know, there are like 8 coaches on a team, and these are the, you know, the best basketball player in the world has a shooting coach, a head coach, you know, all these people who are helping them go even to that next level. So I think that's a great idea on, you know, a practical level. So yes. Jacqueline, how do people get in touch with you? I know you talked about 30 days to great hair. Is there anywhere else that people can find you online, or any programs you have coming up or anything else like that?
So 30daystogreathair.com is a great place to find me. I also have jacquelinesgems.com, but 30daystogreathair.com is really a great place for people to go to find me. They also will get a $10 coupon and also great hair tips, a great guide just for going there. And you can also find me on Instagram at jacquelinesgems and also on Facebook at jacquelinesgems. And Jacqueline's Gems is separately, it's just all about like life little nuggets. So actually I would say one other thing I would like to share with people is eat healthy and put healthy things on your hair, on your head. So
100%. Great. Yeah. Great advice. Everything you eat is going to wind up in your hair anyway. That's the building blocks that the body uses for regeneration.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
So 30daystogreathair.com is, and you can even actually on that website, you can even click to actually create and book a one-to-one call with me. So whether it's about your hair or about your life, I am here to help.
Perfect. Yeah, I appreciate that. Just knowing that somebody can reach out and connect with you is good to hear. So again, this is Health in the Real World, joined today with Jacqueline Strominger. Jacqueline, thank you so much for joining me today. Really appreciate meeting you, and we'll definitely be in touch in the future.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks for listening to the Health in the Real World show. Make sure to like and subscribe and comment down below. Visit mycorebalance.com to learn more.